Some people say it's a sign that snakes are near.
Never heard that.
Would you maybe call it a mosquito something? Would you call it a dragonfly?
Dragonfly, I couldn't think of that.
But you wouldn't say mosquito hawk?
Well, mosquito hawk, yes. I've heard that many times.
But you wouldn't say snake doctor or snake feeder?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Then what are stinging insects?
Bees and wasps can really give you a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing we have.
The Georgia Tech football mascot is?
Bulldog.
No, that's Georgia.
Georgia, excuse me, Bulldog, the bees. The Hornets.
Mm-mm.
I did not know. Tech is a...
Yellow?
Yellow jacket. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think. Grief.
What do you call the kind of insect that builds a nest out of mud or dirt? And some people say it doesn't sting.
Dirt daubers.
Do they sting?
I don't think so.
All right. The things, then, that bite you in the summertime?
Mosquitoes. We have lots of them.
And they caused the yellow fever epidemic.
Yep, they sure do.
And let's see, the small insects that burrow under your skin and raise welts when you walk in the woods.
Red bugs.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, the insects that hop around in the grass in the summer.
Grasshoppers.
Did you ever hear them called hopper grass?
No, just grasshoppers.
All right. Small fish used for bait is a...
Well, a minnow.
Mm-hmm.
Tadpole.
If you hadn't cleaned your room, you might have something hanging in the corner. That would be a...
Spider webs.
Would you call it spider web if it were outside on a bush?
Yes.
Does it matter whether the spider's in it or not?
Yes, it makes a difference.
I mean, is it still a spider web?
Still a spider web.
All right. Would you ever say cobweb?
Cobweb, that's true.
Is that inside or outside?
Cobweb's mainly inside, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the parts of a tree underneath the ground are its...
The roots.
And did you ever hear of any medicines made out of roots?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me about it?
Wish my grandmother was here. A long time ago, if it hadn't been for roots that they could boil and make certain herbs or medicines, I don't know what people would have done because they had no other way of doing things. And I'm sure they must have gotten it from the Indians.
Yeah, probably.
And of course, the blacks believed in all types of herbs and roots. And they went in for that in a big way.
Do you know anything they might have made tea from, for instance?
Sassafras tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that's about the only kind I know about. What kind of a tree do you tap the syrup?
Maple is the only one I can think of.
And if you had a bunch of those, you would call that a maple?
Maple grove, I suppose.
What are common trees around here?
Pine is the most popular tree that we have. Yellow pine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have oak and elm and sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
A few cottonwood, a lot of gum.
Mm-hmm.
China berries.
Mm-hmm. Good. What's the kind that George Washington's supposed to have cut down?
Cherry tree.
All right. Do you know the name of a bush whose leaves become very red in the fall and that it has berries, red berries, and some people say it's poisonous? Grows along the roadside.
That's not a holly, is it?
No, I don't think so.
A red berry?
It used to be used by old people in tanning leather.
Don't think so.
Did you ever hear of shoemake or shumac or sumac or sumake or any combination thereof?
Sumac seems to come to my mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are kinds that are poisonous? Kinds of vines, maybe?
We have a lot of poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our number one.
Is that
bush.
A vine or a plant?
It's a vine.
All right. And what are some local berries?